Okay, today we have Sean with us from Lake Forest. How are you, Sean?
I'm feeling really good. Thank
good.
You.
She's going to tell us a little bit about what Dr. Tong has been doing for her. Okay, why don't you just start from the beginning?
Okay. First of all, I saw Dr. Tong on television,
mm-hmm.
and I figured that it would be worth my while to go visit him because I had tried so many other doctors and was getting nowhere. And this was after 2 years of constant pain, chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And
where was your pain?
It started in the lower back,
mm-hmm.
and then it became so chronic that it started traveling down the backs of my legs, up into the upper back, shoulders, neck, and head, all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a hairstylist by trade, and standing on my feet over the years and working very hard, I started to feel like I was deteriorating,
mm-hmm.
my body, and eventually it caught up with me. I had to have a hysterectomy, and after that, I started having this severe pain,
mm-hmm.
throughout my body.
Now, what did the doctors do for you, other doctors?
Nothing, actually. I had MRIs, I had CAT scans, I had X-rays, and then was just left with the idea that, well, you can take pain pills, pain management classes, Soma, muscle relaxers,
mm-hmm.
But I felt like, you know, these are not things that I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
And I became extremely depressed,
mm-hmm.
and the pain would keep me up all night, so I was lacking sleep, and I just felt like this is not what I wanted in my life, and I was to the point where I felt like my life wasn't worth living.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Dr. Tong on television, and he decided that I would go see him, maybe one last chance. This
mm-hmm.
was it. And
what
to my surprise,
now? This was
a month ago. And to my surprise, after the first visit, I felt a relief. And I've been wearing a smile on my face ever since,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting stronger and
very strong
and healthy, and I'm just feeling a lot more positive about my life.
Mm-hmm.
How's
the pain?
The pain has, you know, it has just diminished so that I'm feeling very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And
like you should feel.
Like I should feel.
No.
And I think that I will continue, you know, to get stronger because I'm feeling very positive,
mm-hmm.
about the medication and the treatments that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. So you're also on the homeopathics?
Homeopathics, herbs,
mm-hmm.
and
supplements also?
Supplements.
Mm-hmm. And how have those helped you at all, or what do you feel?
Yes, they have. All of them have helped me immensely, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just very grateful,
mm-hmm.
that I made it here.
I'm going to add also, because I met you a month ago, actually, when I
mm-hmm.
did the first homeopathic test on you, and Sean didn't look bad, but I see her today. You say you lost?
I've lost 10 pounds.
10 pounds, and
mm-hmm.
not even trying, right?
Not even trying.
And she looks great. You look great. You look
thank you.
So good.
Everybody's been telling me that. All
I mean,
my friends. And
you look beautiful.
Well,
really.
Thank you.
Just a complete difference from a month ago only.
Well, pain will do that to you.
Right.
And I've always been a lean person.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 2 years, I started gaining weight, and it was mm-hmm. just because out of frustration.
Right. Depression.
I started eating things
right.
that I normally wouldn't eat.
Right. And that's the thing, people don't realize that emotions really affect your health physically.
Yes.
I mean, if you're not feeling well, you're going to do things that you usually don't do,
mm-hmm.
you know, overeat, drink more, whatnot.
Exactly.
But, so now you have no, not even any desire to eat sweets or anything like that.
No,
right?
Because I feel so good
mm-hmm.
about what's happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm centered.
Right, balanced.
Balanced, which I wasn't before. I was I was totally out of control, and I knew it, but I didn't know how to get myself back to health, because as far back as I can remember, I realize now I was having emotional and physical problems.
Right.
And when you suffer like that, it's just a part of you. It's your everyday life. And
right. It's hard to
just,
get rid of it.
It consumes you, and you don't know how to get out of it.
Right. You think about it constantly.
Right.
Well, you look like you're on the right track.
yes, thank you. And I am thinking very positive, you know, emotionally. I'm a lot stronger and more positive about my life and what's happening.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll update you. We'll have a follow-up interview maybe in a couple months.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.